Some big changes are coming to the Court Street campus of the Sisters of St. Francis of the Newman Communities. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it involves the sale of the campus and moving a shrine for recently canonized St. Mary Ann Cope, who began her ministries as a Sister of St. Francis in Syracuse.
The current campus on the corner of Court and Grant Streets on Syracuse's north side dates back to the 1860s, when a new order of Franciscan nuns bought the property. Over the past 150 years, it's been home to a convent, a school, a chapel, a daycare, among other things. Now it's for sale, and the approximately 75 sisters who live there will move to a new home being constructed on Buckley Road in Syracuse called Franciscan Villa. General Minister Roberta Smith says costs to maintain the campus became prohibitive, emphasizing the chapter will still have a presence on the north side.
Because we have a lot of individual houses around the block where our sisters are still living and are present, and we also have Francis House, so we're not totally gone.
This move also means a new home for the shrine of St. Mary Ann Cope, who was one of the leaders of this congregation before she moved to Hawaii to minister to lepers in 1883. So the community has agreed with St. Joseph's Hospital to open up a new museum and shrine in a former radiotherapy building on Townsend Street, according to operations supervisor Kristen Barrett Anderson.
When you come in, you're going to learn everything about her right from actually the beginning of the sisters and how she became a part of it. And then being able to walk into a gathering space with the reliquary there, I think it's going to be, I don't want to say perfect, but I think it's going to be a really beautiful home for her.
St. Mary Ann was the founder of St. Joe's and pioneered many innovative health regimens for hospitals at the time. She was canonized a little over a year ago. At that time, her remains returned to Syracuse. The sisters have now decided to send them back to Hawaii, where a new shrine is being constructed. There will be one first-class relic of St. Mary Ann remaining in central New York. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.